about it. Here we go. Don't forget, text Jacob at 98973 and give him a little something, something. Something kind of mysterious about yourself. Something different. And that could be the thing that kind of piques his interest. I know a couple things that Jacob has that he has a lot of underwear. You might want to mention how much underwear you have, or maybe the fact that you like robots. He likes robots too. I'm just saying, not going to guarantee you become get on the air to play the know-it-all quiz, but it certainly doesn't help. 98973, unless Jacob has already gotten somebody already. That's what happened last week. It's very exciting, Tom. While you were in France, we actually had somebody that Jacob had chosen like at 3:30 in the afternoon, and a lot of people are still upset about that. But all right, here, let's bring the horses in, because that's what we're all about right now. Here they come now. The teeny tiny lady is going to be brought in with the horses, and now there is a lady treasure right over there, and she looks towards me, and it's at the teeny speed. Wow, there's three animals all in one room. Here we go.
Oh really? Just stop. Do you hear me? You can go now.
You bloody fool. Gotta hear the news. All right. Know-it-all quiz. 98973 to get on the phone, to get on the air, to play the know-it-all quiz. I don't even know if Jacob's anywhere around.
Yeah, I'm here.
No.
Okay. Do you want to know about the prize?
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
Today, someone's going to win two tickets to see the Mariners host the Red Sox this Tuesday, September 14th.
All right.
Yeah, the Mariners are hot right now. Big pennant race. Boston.
What is it again, Jacob?
It's tickets to the Mariners game when they'll play the Red Sox on September 14th. Are you?
It's an egg battle. It's only there to find. Thanks, Tom, for throwing that in there. All right, 98973 to be able to get on the phone, to get on the air. A lot of big famous people have been discovered right here on the Tom and Curley Show playing the know-it-all quiz. Okay, our governor, I assume he was masked up again because, hasn't he been vaccinated? But it's all for show, and he puts the mask on in order to have a press conference. And this is basically, as I've said before, this is what the nuns used to do to us. Until somebody confesses to what happened, who did that thing, all of you are going to suffer. You're not going to get recess until somebody breaks down and tells me who put the chalk in the eraser or whatever else the nun had to sort of sniff out. So this is the governor. Some of you aren't behaving, so therefore all of you will suffer.
Effective Monday, we will expand our current facial covering requirement to include large outdoor events of over 500 people. It's very similar to the measures recently adopted by King and Pierce County. It's because we're seeing evidence of transmission, unfortunately, in outdoor settings. At the Watershed Festival at the Gorge, led to more than 200 infections from that one event, and it was outdoors.
Wow, that's really interesting. I looked up to see Lollapalooza in Chicago, actually bigger than Watershed, and they had 200 infections.
And that was deemed as not a super spreader event. So, by the way, I wonder how many people that went to Watershed already had COVID prior to going to Watershed. We don't know that, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but at least one, because that's how many people had it when they left.
It can incubate in your body. They don't have the data to back that up. It doesn't matter.
4,240 Washingtonians were positive yesterday. 252 Washingtonians were newly hospitalized. 59 Washingtonians yesterday died because of COVID. The morgues and funeral homes in Cowlitz County are at capacity. They've had to get refrigerated trucks to hold the deceased so that they can be treated with dignity. In most places in the state of Washington today, hospitals have already had to curtail some of their normal procedures because they're so jammed with COVID patients. This is not acceptable to us.
That's not true, but that doesn't matter.
What do you mean? Why do you say that, John? I know you don't like what the governor's doing, but why do you say what's not true about what he just said?
First of all,
those
you want to go back to
hospitalizations,
right? That they're jammed. One of the problems is that they don't have enough staff, right? And that's a problem. So it's staffing and beds.
But just the words that he just
record high
level
right.
of mm-hmm. hospitalization. So
yes.
Staffing may be a problem, but if it's a record high level of hospitalizations, that's not because, there are not enough people to staff it. It's a record level.
Yes, right.
So that's of concern.
Yeah, it is. By the way, the people that are in there are the unvaccinated, right? So if you got a vaccine and I got a vaccine, and you and I are standing there talking outside, should both of us have a mask on?
Well, because they have evidence of five of these super spreader events where the groups of more than 500 spread, then I think yes. Now, I don't know how many of those vaccinated were, you know, got infected, but there are breakthrough cases. But in general, no, it would be the unvaccinated there that got it.
Okay, so I'm vaccinated, you're vaccinated, Jacob's vaccinated, we're all vaccinated, we're standing outside. Again, we have to have a mask on. The five of us are standing there talking.
Well, no, it's no, you don't. It's only groups of 500 or more.
Oh, okay. All right. Again, they don't have the direct evidence that there are super spreader events. Like, for instance, when the Super Bowl happened and they didn't have vaccines, there was no super spreader there. But again, this is a claim they have.
Well,
they don't have the science on this. This is
how do you
screw
know that,
you for not being vaccinated?
No, I know, but. It's a screw you for it to Jay Inslee. You just don't take anything that he says. They've determined that those five incidents that they've rattled off were super spreader events.
Okay, you want to go to Watershed? Let's talk Watershed. So they're outside. How many people? Right. How many people? That's a 3-day event. How many people were there's no way to do the science on it. You would have to make sure how many people came in, how many were infected, how many were infected prior to it, when were the tests done, how many PCR cycles. It doesn't matter. It's a way of saying, listen, there's a bunch of you that aren't vaccinated, so now everybody has to suffer. Everybody puts a mask on because they're not going to let you slip in. Oh, I'm vaccinated. No, you're not. We don't know. Where's your proof? So everybody put the mask on.
We're actively considering possibilities of that, and we're actively considering a mechanism of making it easier for the businesses to identify those who actually are vaccinated.
There you go. So the government will come in and say to the private business, you have a restaurant, you're going to have to ask your customer to show you on the phone or an app or something that the person's been vaccinated. All right.
And some restaurants have said they prefer that the government take the lead, so they're not the ones having to be the cops,
right?
That it's a across the board mandate. Yeah. And then people that come to their restaurant can relax because they realize everyone in here is vaccinated.
Right. It's, you know, all in, all vaccinated. So you can say, now, here's the question. So that would be interesting. So you show your app that you got the vaccine. You walk into the restaurant. Everybody in there is vaccinated. Do we still have to wear the magic mask? Do we?
Well, yeah, the thing is that, see, I'm not quite clear on it. It's been changing so many times.
Right.
Is it now that you...
it's not based on anything. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, it's based on whatever evidence they have, but the problem is it... now, can you eat in a restaurant if you're not vaccinated? I think you still can, right? Because you wear a mask. If they enforce and said you can only eat at the restaurant if you're vaccinated, then maybe the masks wouldn't be the problem, which is what they're doing in France.
Right, but... I'm asking you, or if somebody would know, you show your thing, which I got vaccinated, was sick as a dog for 2 days. I'd like to come in and eat in your restaurant. Do I have to put my magic mask on?
I think so, because they're not checking people's vaccinations.
No.
It's the mask mandate.
No. The governor says we're gonna. Well, I'm just saying, let's move five days down the road. That they put this thing in place, and the government says to the restaurant, you can't let anybody in unless they show you the thing. So they hold the phone up, they show you the thing. Do I have to put it on?
I don't know, because I don't know what the rules are here.
Okay,
but no, that would see. I wouldn't have a problem with that if everyone has to have the QR card that proves that you're vaccinated. If everyone vaccinated in there. Then I don't think wearing a mask would be necessary.
Okay,
but I don't think that's the requirement now. That's what they do in France, John, and it works pretty well. They check everybody, and then everybody eats.
I got it.
Even though a person qualifies for an exemption.
Again, why is he wearing a mask? He's vaccinated. Why is he wearing a mask? He's vaccinated. He got the vaccine that Donald Trump said that they would get to us. We got it. He got it. He was one of the first people to inject it. Thank you, Governor Inslee, for putting in the vaccine into your body. Why are you wearing a mask?
It doesn't mean they qualify for an accommodation.
Why?
Modeling, I assume. He's playing the role model.
Here's the message it sends. I got vaccinated, and I'm still wearing a mask.
Yes.
Why?
I
You got vaccinated.
I got vaccinated, and I'm still wearing a mask, too, because there are breakthrough cases, and you want to encourage people that aren't vaccinated to wear masks, and they're more apt to wear masks if everyone's wearing a mask.
No!
Because
that's absurd. Here's the right way. Hey, look, I don't wear a mask. You know why? I got vaccinated. Breakout cases, 0.01, 0.04, they don't even know. Most of the people are through breakout are normally 75 or older or 80 or older, and their immune system can't continue to use the vaccine in order to fight off additional Delta or some other variant. But in this case, you get a vaccine and you go, look, I don't have to wear a mask because I'm vaccinated.
Right.
Biden woke up and told everybody, you can take your mask off. I've got the cut from Jay Inslee in June going, hey, Washington, we're free. We're free.
We did.
Right.
And then it didn't work. It didn't stop people.
Why? Right.
Because not enough people got vaccinated. And so they realized that the people that weren't wearing masks were unvaccinated.
Right.
So everybody has to wear a mask because of the darn your people, John.
That's it.
Your people would not play along.
Thank you. Thank you for coming around. It is about screwing over everybody because there are some holdouts.
It cannot be made.
Yes.
Decisions will be made as to the particular circumstances of the employee.
Okay, well, blah, blah, blah. You got your mask on for no reason other than the fact that it's show. It's the theater of Jay Inslee wearing a mask inside to model how we're all supposed to behave. We modeled how we're supposed to behave, which is you get a vaccine, and we were told you get a vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. Now you get a vaccine, and you have to wear a mask because other people haven't gotten the vaccine. So now this is it. They're coming in. They're cornering you. They're giving you no way out. You lose your job. You can't eat in a restaurant. You can't go into a bar. You can't go to a Seahawks game. No, that's not social good. It is the force of the government. It is the force of the government in order to get everybody to comply to have the vaccine, right?
Yes.
When really what the government's force should be or the government's direction should be to the vulnerable, to those that are most likely to suffer. And that's not a kid. And it's older or sicker people that could possibly get the Delta virus and it puts them in the hospital. Most of the people that are in the hospital are unvaccinated, right?
That's right.
Right.
I know.
Why? Because they chose not to get it, Tom. They chose not to get it. Right.
And it's hurting all of us.
How's it hurting you?
It's hurting me because I now have to have a QR code to go eat in a restaurant in France. I have to wear a mask when I go up to Ken's Market.
It's a pain in the neck.
And I also grieve for all these people that now wish they had gotten vaccinated now that they're dying on ventilators. I don't want to see that happen.
Uh-huh.
And if it's funny, you mentioned that
third after the fact that you get a QR code into a French restaurant. Because
you wanted to make it very pointed about how is it impacting you personally.
It doesn't impact you personally. Other than the fact you have to wear a mask. It sucks, right? And you have to have a mask, and it's uncomfortable.
I hate a society that kills people. So what we're doing is we're trying to protect people from the virus. So simple.
From themselves.
Well, that too.
When there was no vaccine, before Donald Trump was able to rush it historically to market.
You sure like to give dirt to Trump.
Because nobody else will, Tom. We don't hear this bitter little loser White House right now. Never gives credit to the president
for what was done. He's never
thanked him. But it doesn't matter. When you didn't have the vaccine and people were dying, we didn't know. Now we know. So now you get the vaccine and go on with your life. This is the opportunity for everybody to get on board. And if not, this is the force. Here comes the force to get you to get vaccinated. Right? Here we go.
Yes. Are you going to play something?
No.
Because until we stamp it out worldwide, variants will continue to prosper.
You'll never stamp out a virus. You're going to live with this virus like you do with the flu. Yes.
And until we've got a handle on it, it's going to haunt us. So that's why it'd be nice to stamp it out and move on.
But you'll never stamp it out. But what you will do is you'll just have different variants come through and people will get sick.
Like the flu. If it can be handleable like the flu, that would be good.
When Larry Elders, who's a black talk show host, who looks like he is possibly the next governor in the state of California, I think he'll be the first black governor in the state of California if he wins in the recall. He got hit almost in the head with an egg thrown by a white person in a gorilla mask.
People are angry. People are furious. People are mentally ill. This problem needs to be fixed. And Gavin Newsom has made it worse.
Okay, here's the question I had when I wrote to Jacob this morning. I woke up, I wanted to see Washington Post, New York Times. Does anybody do the story on a white person in a gorilla mask throws an egg at a black man that's running for office? And I thought, well, this will be a big story. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, ABC. We even have video of it. Can you imagine if a white person in a gorilla mask threw an egg at Barack Obama when Obama was running for president in 2008? Do you think we would hear about that? Yes, we would go to the person's house. We'd find out who the person is with the mask on. We would learn everything there is. We'd find everything about their Facebook page, where they went to high school. We'd interview everybody. And then we would hear hours and hours and hours of how this country is a racist country and a horrible country. And Reverend Al Sharpton would be all over the place, flying on every single possible desk he can possibly be in front of and talking about what a terrible country this is. And we'd be lectured. Why have we not heard the same thing when a white person in a gorilla mask throws an egg at a black man running for office in California, Tom?
Maybe because the egg didn't come anywhere near him. Maybe because the anger at him had nothing to do with his race. Who knows? It's such a minor incident. I'm embarrassed we're even talking about it, not because of the social dimensions of it. It's like a non-event, but it's getting played up like it's of some significance. When I saw it, I thought at least it would be like an egg, like when they went after Bill Gates and, you know, cracked one on his head and it, you know, the yolk came out. I mean, it's somebody from 10 feet away throwing an egg and missing by about 15 feet. It's like a non-story.
White person in a gorilla mask throws an egg at a black man, and that's a non-story? Okay, we'll keep that standard, Tom, and we'll do distance from how far the person is from the egg and whether the egg hit the person or not. Because, again, remember, this is a racist country. If it was a person in a gorilla mask throwing an egg at a black Democrat running, this would be all we would hear about for 4 days. Absolutely. But this is quiet, silent, Washington Post, L.A. Times. Nobody does the story, and no one looks at the angle because it's not race because, it's Larry Elders. He's not really black. He's not really black.
We've got CBS LA story.
Yeah.
CBS local CBS station, the Cairo TV of LA, did the story.
And did they talk about it's racist? We don't need content normally. We just use a word and we assume it's racist because the word is used. Content's not important. That standard is so interesting. Okay, great. All right, hopefully we got a good contestant for the know-it-all quiz because, as Jacob points out, fabulous prizes coming their way. All right, Tracy Taylor, how are we looking? Oh, yeah, here we go. Well, this is it. Gather the kiddies around the radio set because we've got the know-it-all quiz. That's right, the know-it-all quiz. One lucky person gets a chance to get on the air to play. And they win fabulous prizes like...
One sec, I forgot.
It's all right.
What it is. It's
Boston Red Sox.
It's two tickets to the Tuesday, September 14th Mariners game.
Yeah.
Pack the park and bring the energy as the Mariners host the Red Sox in one of the most anticipated matchups of the season. Great seats are still available at Mariners.com.
Here we go. Imagine that.
Pennant race.
What?
It's like a pennant race.
Let's be
on the cusp of like a wild card.
And the way Jacob set it all up, I felt like it was there. All right, here we go. Let's meet our contestant now. His name is Jebediah. He's 40 years old, and he's a marijuana farmer in Whatcom County. And he does a lot of metal detecting in his free time. Tom, say hello to Jebediah.
I think it's Jedediah, isn't it, Jedediah?
Yeah, it is. But that happens all the time.
All right, we'll take it. Jedediah.
Yes.
Got it. A 40-year-old marijuana farmer. Are you growing a particular type of marijuana?
We grow it all, man. We grow it all.
Okay. Let me ask you something, because I don't know if Tom knows a lot about this. When I go into the shop to buy something, they'll be like, okay, so the bud tender, where do you want the high to start? And I'm like, what? You want it to be like start around your eyebrows and then begin to make its way back towards... like in the back of your neck and then have like tingly sensation around your shoulder area? I'm like, what? Or would you rather have just sort of a cool mellow feeling going through your entire body? I'm like, what? Huh? Does really every single, can they really make all those different types of marijuana do all those different things?
It's dependent on the person. They all affect everybody different. I mean, so you got to find what you want.
I see.
Get the highest you can, I guess, is what everybody's going for.
So what's the hardest?
That's not it. Oh, you just want to get as high as you can? No, that's, you know, you still want to be functioning. Jeez, come on, Jedediah.
I personally don't partake, but that's basically what the consumer's going for, man. It's just like alcohol. They're out there to have a good time, you know, to get them what they want.
What's the hardest thing about being a marijuana farmer?
It's basically like working in a nursery, you know, so it's just constant production. Mm. It's not what everybody thinks. You're in there, you're pruning, you're watering, and you're prepping that product from seed to sale. That's, you're farming just like you are any produce.
That's pretty much what I thought it would be. So you don't smell like marijuana all the time, do you?
I don't go in the public with it or around the kids or anything. Absolutely not. It is something that is a high commodity. You know, so you're there to farm it to make as much as you can and not try to be around it too much.
Yeah. By the way, I assume the protection you must have for this, there must be all sorts of, you know, cameras, and don't people want to try to break in and steal all your product?
We've been broken into. 5 years ago, a bunch of guys with AR-15 surrounded the building and broke in. But yeah, so there's a lot of cameras. There's about 150 on premise.
Right. And then I assume that you are armed and dangerous as well.
No, absolutely not. We're not allowed to be.
Huh. So how do you protect yourself?
Pray the state helps us with this. It's a sketchy thing to depend on, but that's basically it, you know.
Wow. Jeez. Tom, this would be like a movie, huh?
Yeah,
Who would play Jedediah in the movie?
40-year-old.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks? Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I got a forehead like him. It'd work.
Oh, okay. All right, Tom Hanks is
Jedediah. You have a beard?
I do.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
So it could be like a...
Yeah.
Tom, yeah, Castaway-ish or the Tom Hanks last Western.
Yeah, so you're overacting and hugging a soccer ball. All right, tone and tenor changes, Jedediah. Here we go. You ready? Hopefully you listen to the story about the duck, the fascinating story about the duck, because that's what this is all going to be about. You ready, Jacob?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What do I need to do?
You're going to have to play some sound effects for me.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Scientists exclaimed, "We never thought ducks were capable of this." Turns out ducks are capable of what? Tom.
A. Tasting good without an orange sauce. Mm-hmm. B. Flying. Or C. Speaking.
C.
That's right. At this point, Tom, in French, how many does Jedediah have correct? Good. Number two. The talking duck said what? Tom.
A. Quackers, quackers.
Mm-hmm.
B. Crackers, crackers.
You had to listen very closely, but there was a difference.
Or C. Oh, I thought we were going to play something. We're not going to play something there?
No, if we played it, Tom, we'd give away the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, what we've just done doesn't give it away at all either.
You bloody fool.
Wrong! You bloody fool.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here and go with C, man.
Ah. Oh, and the answer is Jacob.
You
bloody fool. Did you understand, you bloody fool? Number three. If that wasn't amazing enough, imagine the surprise of the scientist when the duck said what, Tom?
A. It wasn't words so much as the sound of a door slamming shut.
Mm.
B. Try the veal.
Uh-huh.
Or C. My favorite ballet is the Nutcracker. Get it?
No, I don't get it.
Okay.
I'm going to go A.
Yes! Listen carefully. Jacob?
Oh, I didn't. That one doesn't exist to my knowledge.
You know what? You should be sampling some of Jedediah's product. I found it earlier.
Y'all have.
Yes. Here we go. Ready for the final one to put everybody out of their misery. What do ducks use to fix things around the house, Tom?
A, trick question. Ducks don't have homes.
Oh, good, good.
B, duct tape. C, get it? Duct tape.
Whatever, whatever. Just say something. Say anything.
We'll go with A, creative.
Yes! Trick question, ducks don't have homes is correct. Jedediah there in Whatcom County. Growing marijuana and not sampling it on your own, but providing stuff for people that just want to get as high as they possibly can. And you, my friend, you're going to feel like you're on cloud nine when you win what?
Tickets to the Seattle Mariners game coming up where they play the Red Sox.
Is it a Tuesday?
I think so.
And we didn't even ask about all that metal detecting.
I know. I don't know why. What? Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. When was the last one?
That's why nobody asked about it.
It is boring. Yeah. Did you find anything interesting?
Yeah, I found a lot of older coins, late 1800s.
Okay, you know, that's what I said. Nothing interesting. All right, Jedediah, thank you. Jacob's going to get all the particulars about you, and you get to go to the Mariners game. That's a prize. What second prize, you're wondering? All right, here's Tracy Taylor. Look at traffic. Man, you hit that every time, Sean. It's fresh and new. Thank you for that.
I like fresh and new.
All right, let's see what you got. Sometimes you just don't have it when it comes to the mailman song. You can't make it all the way through, but let's see what you got today. You know, no harm in failing. Listen, sometimes it's not falling, it's getting back up again. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm the mailman.
What?
As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody
mess
with me.
What?
I'm the mailman.
What?
If you
I'm the mailman. Where does he bring it? I don't know.
Hello!
All right, we'll find out tomorrow, possibly. All right, Tom, we'll get to the letter of day. First, let's take care of all the rest.
So we'll start off with the show where the president made his his vaccine mandate stuff official.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear from an old regular, Eric in Bothell. Remember
once made
Eric
famous by this show.
That's
yes.
right. Mm-hmm. Hi, guys.
Yes,
I still listen from time to time when I can, depending on what I have to do. Mm-hmm. I still enjoy your unique, often at odds perspectives. I have a perspective today. I've been trying to get a medical appointment the last few days. Nothing serious, just an annoying backache. It is no simple task to make a doctor's appointment right now. They are overwhelmed by the people who volunteered for COVID-19. I find this so odd. By the way, do you guys realize that you've been doing this almost a decade now? Thanks, guys.
That's an interesting way of putting it, Eric. Volunteered. Yep. Good. 206, what is our president saying? I'm going to use my power to get state governors out of the way who oppose me. How can anyone trust a commander-in-chief who blatantly threatens those who, quote, stand in his way? This is not America of the free.
Area code 360, his job is to protect our freedoms, not me personally. I can take care of myself because I'm an American.
All capital letters on that one, by the way. 425, maybe I can tell my employer that's not getting people vaccinated and get a bounty like the Texas abortion law. Yeah, they'd have to pass that law.
In Texas, maybe. Area code 360, I hope every single federal worker that is unvaxxed walks away.
John, I'm unvaccinated healthcare worker. I'm still waiting for the answer from my employer regarding religious exemption. Our employer says vaccinate or leave. With Biden's new mandate, vaccinate or be tested weekly. Will that trump, no pun intended, my employer's rule?
I don't think so. I think the company can make its rules as long as it's like stricter than the... 253, you might be out of luck. And 253, Joe Rogan also took monoclonal antibodies, which is a proven successful treatment when administered early, as in his case. All the ivermectin did was ensure he's worm-free.
Aha. Let's see. When it comes to behind enemy lines, Michael in the 206. Did he jump on Professor Nibbles Bits or Captain Liverwurst? I can never remember the names either. Yeah, that's good. We're going to have to work those horses into that part of the show. So that's more responsibility for Sean. Okay.
Area code 360. Behind enemy lines, in caps, is by far the best feature of the Tom and Curly Show.
Well, we really only have two. We got that and the know-it-all quiz. So I guess know-it-all quiz, close second. 425, the 12s will lose out this year with the loudest fan of the year. It'll all be muffled by outdoor mask rules.
Yeah, I wonder. It should be. Amazon's education benefit, 425 weighs in. Amazon offering college education is just a ploy to not pay taxes. The bigger they get, the more tax money they're supposed to pay. Easy way to not pay taxes is to just donate or pay education expenses.
Going to flights, 425. John, I'm a nurse and wear a mask for 13 hours every shift I work. Don't want to hear the complaining about wearing a mask between bites.
Uh-huh. And they should treat people acting up like soccer. Flight attendants could give a yellow card. Pilots give a TSA red card to put them on the no-fly list.
We're talking about Larry Elders, 425. Mark the time when Tom said maybe race had nothing to do with it on the egg toss.
There That's right.
That's right.
And Eric called 425. So is Tom saying if the egg hit the guy, it would be racist? No. So it's like gun violence. The egg is racist? No. Not the lady throwing the egg?
That's right. Ducks, Nick from Orcas. That story quacked me up. You bloody fools.
Very clever, Nick.
There we go.
And now fools. It is time for the letter of the day.
Letter of the day, Tom.
Letter
so soon.
Of the day comes from Rolling Rock Socks.
Oh, good.
I once accidentally stepped on a duck, and boy, did it start talking.
Jacob, really? Letter of the day.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Bloody fool.
Didn't write no more.
Didn't write no more.
Bloody fool.
She left the bloomer hanging round my front door.